Audio 3.11.
The Rebel Genius. There are very few people today who have never heard the name Leonardo da Vinci. He lived in the Italian Renaissance and died in 1519, but he became a pop culture icon that is still fascinating. There are several reasons why da Vinci is so intriguing to us. The famous Lady with an Ermine is only one of them. Leonardo da Vinci was one of the most talented artists of all time. However, just calling him an artist is not fair enough, because the list of areas he was active in is quite long. Apart from being a painter, an architect, and a sculptor, he was also an inventor, a philosopher, a musician, a writer, and an engineer. He wrote poetry and created maps. He made discoveries in anatomy and geology. He also designed military systems and musical instruments. He even came up with ideas for flying machines, bicycles, and tanks hundreds of years before they were invented. He was truly a Renaissance man, interested in a lot of topics and keen to understand the world. Leonardo was extremely talented, but he hadn't got much formal education. He was only taught basic reading, writing, and mathematical skills. Like most artists, he had quite an unconventional life and personality too. He was left-handed and often wrote from right to left, which made his handwriting difficult to read. He had problems finishing anything. He was always drawing and thinking about several things at the same time. He did not care about fashion. He wore a short jacket at the time when the fashion was for long ones. But it's interesting to know that Leonardo really cared about other people. He was kind and generous to them. He never got married and he didn't eat meat. Quite a rebel. It is really not surprising that da Vinci's work and life still appeal to the 21st century audience. His unique mind and intellect will probably be admired by next generations too.